Okay.
This is 947 Express Drive.
Here's another one of Wackhead Simpson's world famous phone pranks. Without insurance, you always get something out. To see what you can get out, SMS out to 44495.
Here we go again.
All right, let's roll on in. 419 Scammer. Here we go. This is the love scam, right?
Mm-hmm.
How this works, generally, a guy, he might be working in the military, or he could be working on an oil rig.
That's similar to what happened with Denise.
That's exactly the same.
Okay.
But there's the oil rig one where these guys have got these very high-paying jobs on oil rigs. These guys are very, very lonely, and they're normally posted out there in Sweden way, off the coast, and they off land for about 6 months at a time, strike you up on Facebook, and they've got lots of money, but no one to share it with. And that person is you.
Okay.
All right. So they hit you up randomly on Facebook, treat you like the absolute princess. You are the one, the absolute one. And then the scam unfolds when he says, listen, I'm going back to land and I want to fly out to come see you, my dream woman. And then he's gets you all excited. And then usually a week before he's about to fly out, he says to you, oh, my money is tied up on the oil rig. Can you please just send me? And now this time you're so sucked in. And you send that. And then a whole bunch of things unfolds from there. So, you know me, the 419 scammers, I take them head on. Now I thought, I'm going to be... You see, these guys have never met their match in terms of a psycho girlfriend. A crazy, crazy, psycho, needy, mental girlfriend. How will they deal with that? Are you ready, Phil?
Yeah, I am.
I've had to harness a little bit of you in this.
What are you talking about?
Here it is. Enjoy.
Hello.
Hello. Larson.
Yeah, who's this?
It's Camilla.
Oh.
So how are you, baby?
Okay, you sound so strange.
How's work going?
Everything is going well. Just doing my work.
You still out at sea?
No, I'm still on the sea. Today's my birthday, so I'm not working today.
What part of Sweden are you from, Larson?
I'm from Malmo.
Well, when are you coming to visit me, Larson?
When I'm done with my contract.
When is that?
I'll be done on the 22nd.
22nd of this month?
Yes.
Okay, and then you're coming to visit me in South Africa?
Yes.
You've been sending me messages. You said to me you care about me with all your heart and you think about me all the time when you're out at sea.
I said when you're out of work, you give me a call.
Okay,
I don't like someone calling me with a private number.
But why not?
No, I don't like someone calling me with a private number. When you're out of work, you give me a call.
But I thought we were lovers, Larson. You said you loved me.
Hello.
Hello. Are you breaking up with me, Larson?
What is wrong?
I haven't heard from you for a while, so I was just a bit worried. Is there someone else? Are you seeing someone else, Larson?
I am not seeing someone else. I just want to be done with my work.
You said to me that I'm the only one in your life. You told me that you loved me, Larson.
Hello?
Larson, it's been 5 minutes since you last texted me. Are you breaking up with me?
You're acting strange. Let me tell you something, okay?
Larson, the last time we spoke, I recorded your breathing and I've made it my ringtone.
Send me an email. Send me an email.
You don't put the phone down on your wife. I'm your wife. Larson, let me tell you, my house is like a candle. Because if you forget about me, I will burn your house to the ground. Okay?
You are acting so funny, my dear. What are you trying to do?
Larson, I wish I could cut a hole in you and live inside your stomach so we would never have to be apart.
You?
I I told you to send me an email. Send me an email.
On a scale of 9 to 10, 9 not being an option, how much do you love me?
What?
My ex-boyfriend left me because I used to poke holes in the condoms.
Oh.
Hello.
Hello, Larson. Talk to me, my husband. Can you do me a favor? I don't care if she's your sister. I don't want you posting pictures on Facebook with any other woman.
Don't try to pull fun against me. What the fuck is this?
Larson, you shouldn't wear seatbelts anymore. Only I can hug you.
Welcome to voicemail. Why don't you leave a voice or fax message after the tone?
Larson! Just because you broke up with me doesn't mean that I broke up with you.
What the f***? Can you put
this
on my line? I don't know you.
I miss you, Larson. I miss you, baby. You haven't sent me a text message for 5 minutes.
Last warning. Stop calling me. Stop calling me. Okay. Last warning. Stop calling me.
Larson, I just shaved my head so we can spoon without my hair getting in your face.
Okay, I'm not calling your private number anymore. No.
I'm pregnant. I'm pregnant, Larson.
What are you talking about? Stop talking rubbish. You are rubbish. I said stop talking rubbish. I could slap you. Sorry, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your calling. I don't need you again. Thank you. Don't put me in problem.
I think that's a first in history where a 419 scammer has not gone all the way.
Yeah.
Where he stopped taking your calls.
Sure.
That was Darren's world famous phone pranks. If you know someone who is highly prankable, hit 947.co.za and click on the prank submission link.
Without assurance, you always get something out.